Before we start, a quick note. This is a narration of an article written for founders who are thinking about selling their business. So treat this as a thoughtful walkthrough, not a checklist. Grab a coffee. We're going to take about 8 or 9 minutes together. Okay. Here's the thing most owners get wrong when they start preparing for a sale. They worry about the buyer. They worry about the valuation. They worry about the lawyers, the tax, the earnout, the warranties, all of it. And those things genuinely matter. But in a founder-led business, the earliest value leak almost never comes from the buyer side. It comes from inside the company. It comes from the people. It happens when two directors quietly disagree about timing and never say so out loud. It happens when a senior manager starts to feel used. It happens when an option holder realizes that nobody can actually explain the scheme properly. And it happens when the wider team hears the words, "The business is being sold," before anyone has sat down and built a proper communication plan. So let's reframe this from the start. A possible sale is not one announcement. It is a sequence of governed conversations, shareholders first, then directors, then a small group of key managers, then, much later, contractors and the wider team. Each of those conversations has a different purpose, a different audience, and a different risk attached to getting it wrong. That's what we mean by a controlled communication architecture. Who knows what? When they know it? Why they need to know it? And, just as importantly, what they must not be told yet. Now, before we go further, one mindset shift. Stop thinking about the team. The phrase is too broad. A director who owns 25% of the equity, a finance manager who's quietly preparing diligence files, a senior engineer who holds the deepest customer relationships, a sales manager who knows every line of the pipeline, and a subcontractor who hears a rumor in a WhatsApp group. Those people are not in the same position. They don't need the same information. They don't carry the same risk, and they will not react the same way. There's solid research behind this. Transparent internal communication can absolutely reduce uncertainty during change, but only when the information is useful and credible. Vague reassurance actually does the opposite. People can cope with uncertainty. What they really struggle with is mixed signals. So let's walk through the sequence. Stage 1. The shareholder conversation. If you have other shareholders, this is where everything begins. Long before a broker, long before a buyer, long before anyone outside the room hears a word. The question on the table is simple, but it's the one founders most often dodge. Are we aligned on timing, on valuation expectations, on roles after a sale, on how proceeds get split, and on what each of us will or will not accept? If you cannot answer those questions together, in one room, with no surprises, you are not ready to start a sale process. Buyers can smell shareholder misalignment from a long way off, and once they smell it, they price it. Stage 2, the director conversation. This is the one that breaks deals quietly. Non-shareholder directors and senior managers are being asked, in effect, to help carry deal risk. More work, more scrutiny, more pressure. Often without sharing the upside. If you don't acknowledge that, if you don't talk openly about recognition, role clarity, workload, and where they fit in after a transaction, you will lose them at exactly the moment you need them most. A short, honest conversation early is worth far more than a generous bonus offered too late. Stage 3, the key employee conversation. This is a much smaller circle than people think. Usually 3 to 7 people in a typical owner-led business, between 500,000 and 50 million in revenue. It's the people whose departure, mid-process, would genuinely damage the deal. The senior engineer with the customer relationships. The operations lead who actually knows how the schedule works. The finance person pulling the diligence pack together. You bring them in under a clear confidentiality agreement. You explain what's happening in plain English. You explain what you're asking of them. And critically, you explain what's in it for them, whether that's a retention bonus, an enhanced notice period, a stay and prosper agreement, or just genuine recognition. The mistake here is not telling them too early. The mistake is telling them too late, after they've already started to wonder why the accountants keep visiting. Stage 4. Contractors, the wider team, and customers. For most of the process, the wider team should not know. not because you're being secretive in a sinister way, but because uncertainty without information is genuinely damaging. People start polishing CVs, suppliers get nervous, customers get phone calls they shouldn't be getting. The wider announcement comes after exchange, usually around completion, with a clear, calm, prepared message. Ideally co-signed by the buyer, ideally with a face-to-face element. Always followed up in writing. Let's talk briefly about the operational side, because this is where good intentions go to die. You need a small deal team. Usually you, one trusted director, your finance lead, and your advisor. That's it. Everyone else operates on a need-to-know basis. You set up a clean data room. You use a separate email thread. You hold deal conversations off-site or out of hours. And you absolutely, absolutely do not discuss live deal terms on WhatsApp groups, in open plan offices, or in front of anyone who hasn't signed the relevant NDA. A quick word on tone. The biggest single mistake I see founders make in this whole process is not lying. It's over-promising. Nothing will change. Everyone's job is safe. The buyer loves the culture. You don't know any of that for certain. And the moment one of those promises proves wrong, your credibility, the buyer's credibility, and the entire post-deal integration is harder. Be honest about uncertainty. Be clear about what you do know. Be specific about what you'll share when you can. That's the message that builds trust, not the one that sounds the most reassuring. Last thought before we wrap up. A sale process is, in many ways, the final leadership test of your time as owner. The technical work will be handled by advisors. The negotiation will be handled, at least partly, by your broker or M&A team. But the people part, how your directors feel, how your key staff feel, how your wider team eventually hears the news, that's yours. Nobody else can do it for you. Get the sequence right. Respect the difference between groups, control the information, and tell the truth, in the right order, to the right people, at the right time. Do that, and you protect the value you've spent years building. Skip it, and you'll watch a meaningful slice of that value quietly leak away in the final 90 days. That's the framework. The full article on dealflowagent.com goes deeper, with email templates for each stage that you can copy, adapt, and send. Thanks for listening.